I wake up and feather. I've always been a lively lad.
You are tuned in to Independent 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. We are community-powered radio with volunteer hosts sharing their soundtrack of Northern Minnesota. Up next, History of Jazz with volunteer Paul Kivy.
I'm Paul Kivy. This is the Recorded History of Jazz, Volume 46. I will let Duke Ellington introduce the first song.
And now we would like to play some of our 1938 vintage, Diminuendo in Blue and Crescendo in Blue. These are separated by an interval by Paul Gonzalez.
Thank you.
Diminuendo and Crescendo in Blue, that's the Duke Ellington Orchestra live at the Newport Jazz Festival on July 7th, 1956. The interval by Paul Gonsalves, as Duke Ellington told us several times there. The ecstatic response to Paul Gonsalves' epic solo restored the luster of Duke Ellington's orchestra after several years where its members found more success in small group projects, including Duke himself. The Ellington Orchestra would have a heightened presence and sales from this point forward until the end of Duke's life in 1974. I'm Paul Kivy, and I'm glad you are joining me for Volume 46 of The Recorded History of Jazz, with classics from the summer of 1956 by Ella Fitzgerald with Louis Armstrong, the Nat King Cole Trio, Ben Webster with Art Tatum, and up first, the classic Miles Davis Quintet with Miles on trumpet, John Coltrane tenor sax, Red Garland piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums, recorded June 5th of that summer. It's Bye Bye Blackbird. Thank you. Bye Bye Blackbird from the first classic Miles Davis Quintet. Miles on trumpet, of course. John Coltrane, tenor sax. Red Garwin, piano. Paul Chambers, bass. Philly Joe Jones on drums. Congratulations, you found a repository of lost gems known as the Recorded History of Jazz. Here's West Coast trumpeter Chet Baker with bluesy pianist Bobby Timmons. Phil Urso, tenor sax. Bond, James Bond on bass. Peter Whitman on drums. And Bill Lobro on chromatic timpani. To Mickey's Memory, recorded July 31st, 1956. You go to my head. Alto saxophonist Art Pepper with Russ Freeman on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, drummer Shelly Mann, and on trumpet, Jack Sheldon. My guess, you've heard trumpeter Jack Sheldon sing. That's a tongue twister. That's because he was the most popular singer on the Saturday morning cartoon shorts called Schoolhouse Rock in the 1970s. I'm just a bill here on Capitol Hill, or Conjunction Junction, what's your function? That's him. Jack Sheldon from Jacksonville, Florida, was a professional jazz trumpeter for his day job based out of Los Angeles, so you hear him on a lot of these West Coast jazz-type songs. This is the recorded history of jazz. Nat King Cole had a hit with his trio on Candy.
I call my sugar a candy, 'cause I am sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me. She understands me, my understanding candy, and candy's always handy when I need sympathy. I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart. I got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy is gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make her mine, all mine. Thank you. that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart. I got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy is gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make her mine, all mine. It's gonna be just dandy when I take my candy and make her mine. Yeah.
That's two from Red Garland, who was pianist for the Miles Davis Quintet in this era, with Paul Chambers on bass and Art Taylor on drums, making whoopee. And before that, we heard What Is This Thing Called Love? Nat King Cole's trio on Candy started off the set, featuring John Collins on guitar. I gotta say, the line in that one, "I wish there were four of her so I could love much more of her," is weird and kinda creepy. I'm Paul Kivy, and this is one of my passions, the recorded history of jazz. One of the greatest contrasts you will hear in vocal duets in terms of style and, tone of voice, is when Ella Fitzgerald sings with Louis Armstrong. They recorded three albums of material together in 1956 and 57, and we'll sample a couple of those tunes from each year. I love the way Louis sings "no, yes" on this one. Words are just notes to him. Here's "The Nearness of You."
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me, oh no. It's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft light to enchant me. If you'll only grant me the to hold you ever so tight, and to feel in the night the nearness of you.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, the thrills and delights me. Oh no, yes, just nearness you. It is your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, just the nearness of you. When and you in my arms, and I feel you so close to me. All my wildest dreams come true. Yeah. I need no soft lights to enchant me. If you only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight, yeah, babe, and to feel in the night, babe, the nearness of you.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I always, always keep the memory of, oh, yes, the way you hold your knife, the way we danced till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Swing it, boys.
From Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, Armstrong doubling on the trumpet, of course. They Can't Take That Away From Me, with lyrics by Ned Washington, music by Hoagie Carmichael. Before that, I Can Never Keep a Smile Off My Face When I Hear Ella and Louis Do George Gershwin's Nearness of You. Both songs were written in 1937, by the way. I'm Paul Kivy. I hope you enjoyed this 46th episode of the Recorded History of Jazz as much as I did. Next time, we got Art Tatum and Ben Webster, who had a fabulous recording session, as do Dizzy Gillespie and Stan Getz. I hope you can join me. You are tuned to Northern Community Radio 91.7 KAXE in Grand Rapids.